To Loud and Obnoxious. We appreciate y'all's patience as well as y'all's loyalty. We appreciate the nice messages people sent to make sure again that we were alive. We just took a nice little hiatus for the holidays, but we're back. 2018, new year, new us.
Whoop!
Happy New Year.
We're going to change up the format a little bit, bring it to you a little bit of more zest, seeing as football's coming to an end and we're not really sure what the hell we're doing. We're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to bring you some new Olympic broadcasts as well as some new segments we're going to introduce to you this evening. But before everything, let's check in with the boys to see how everybody's doing. Phil, how are we this evening?
Well, considering how my sports weekend went, pretty bad, but life's good.
Team's still alive. That's all that matters. Pierce, how are you doing this evening, Bubba?
Can't complain, Skip. I mean, you know, we didn't have a bowl game to talk about. So our basketball team just got beat. So, you know, pretty normal day in the life of a Reb fan.
Well, as most people know, we'll jump balls deep right into the college football scene. And, I mean, would you rather not be in a bowl, or would you rather be in a bowl and lose to a Notre Dame team that you just slandered the whole fucking year? Because I'm sure Phil has that problem right now.
Yeah, I'd rather not be in a bowl. Like, if we're going to be in a bowl, I want to be in a good bowl. Like, such a tire bowl. Y'all, you know, I'm not saying y'all weren't in a good bowl. I'm not talking y'all's case, but like we were 6-6.
Y'all would have been in
We'd have been in a really shitty bowl game.
You didn't want to be Florida State.
No, I mean.
Who technically
are. Well, time out. Ole Miss and State have both been teams to go represent the SEC in Shreveport at the Independence Bowl.
So
we will not slander the Sharpie Bowl back in the
day. I went to the Independence Bowl like 1997, Ole Miss, Texas Tech. Deuce McAllister returning onside kick for a touchdown. It was dope.
LSU actually played Notre Dame in the Independence Bowl in maybe 96, I believe. And I think it was snowing.
My year's probably not right.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell y'all remember years like that. I don't know if it's...
Because I just know it was late 90s.
Yeah, I remember going once with some friends and on like a party bus and being like, oh, this is pretty neat stuff.
I was a little kid when I went.
Tell me the year. I couldn't fucking tell
the
you.
The year we were in the Independence Bowl, that was the DiNardo years when we had... just started to get good again, and I can remember thinking, oh my god, we're in a bowl game, the Independence Bowl, that's fucking awesome.
Now
if we're in the Independence Bowl, we'd say fucking fire his ass.
Oh, no shit, right? I mean, we're like, look, he's not gonna work out.
No.
He's not, I mean, but I guess he gotta stick with him for another year, but he's done after next
year.
Y'all
talking about Coach O? Like,
yeah, the honeymoon's over, dude.
I mean, he lost to fucking Troy. I mean, he also lost both his coordinators this offseason, one by choice and one by coach, is what the internet is saying. So, I mean,
Derek told me today that, like, he micromanages, like, while he says he gives the coaches, you know, lets them do their thing. Apparently, he micromanages them too much, and they're sick of it. So.
The exact thing he did at Ole Miss, like identical to what he did. He did all this speech, how he's changed so much, but he's doing the same exact thing with a much more prominent program where people are going to notice.
Well, enjoy your last year eating gumbo, Coach O.
I'm sure won't stop him from eating gumbo, and I bet you
in Louisiana
he'll have shit mailed
in.
Dude
went 9-3. I mean, that's what you fired Les for doing that regularly.
You could go 9-3 with that roster.
I don't think any of us could. Well, I don't think that's his buyout will be 12. I don't think it'll be 12 million next year.
No, it can't be. That's what I think it was. Was that what it was this year?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Whoever his goddamn guy is, that's who I want representing
Jimmy Sexton?
Me. Holy shit.
Jimmy Sexton represents like 12 all million of them in the SEC?
Yeah.
12
yeah.
million for KJ. Yeah. That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
And Aranda's about to get paid as much as a fucking head coach.
Okay, so is that for real $3.5 million?
We'll wait to see. We're not here to report stuff. We don't break news. Yeah. We just sprain it.
Thanks, well, PP I thought that show. Was news. I didn't know. Yeah. Y'all were talking about it. I thought like maybe that was like some shit on Twitter. Because yeah. I know Kip gets all his information from Twitter.
Quick
I
side do, note.
I have not what, seen that.
Quick, oh, a Phil side note. This
watching the we're about to watch the LSU-Kentucky basketball game. That is Antoine Walker.
I know sitting there on the right.
I took me. I sat there for the last 10 minutes trying to figure out who that was. I was like, I've seen that dude before. How is he? How is he announced?
That's awesome.
Well, he's probably.
Oh, he's worse.
This is bad radio. So let's get away from the off this.
Yes, he is thick. Look how big he is. Goodness
gracious. So right now, all y'all just Google Antoine Walker.
That'll be the only way to save this introduction.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Anyways.
You know how we get sidetracked. I mean, don't complain. Don't whine. Stop whining.
We're talking about the television.
All right.
He looks like Marcus Spears. Like
I thought that's what it was at first. I thought it was like Booger. Like it could have been Booger McFarlane.
Kind of more like Booger, but yeah, I'm with you. All right. So bad radio. We're good.
Yeah. So the LSU game wasn't the only bowl game we'll discuss. We'll talk about all those.
Hey, I know you want to talk about your bowl game. Just talk
Hell
about
yeah,
it.
Hell yeah,
dude. Just talk about
but
it.
But that's
I
not the only one
to.
I want to talk about.
I know
so,
you
yeah,
want to.
I
want to
get this going.
I didn't see it. So I was on the mountain all day. Fucking shredding, dude.
Y'all
so
know
tell
it.
Tell me what happened.
We picked
I saw
off
the final. That was
Lamar
it.
Jackson. God, that guy sucks. He's no Keaton Thompson.
That guy won a Heisman. How do you win a Heisman?
Man, I don't know, but that defense that they have is putrid. I mean, we were able to kind of run at will as well as throw, not necessarily easily, but with, as y'all saw, that freshman, he's not necessarily the greatest. So at the same time, he was still able to complete the ball down the field, score a touchdown on the ground as well as through the air a couple times. So
did you
play great, and we looked fucking awesome. Our defense looked
Woo!
Great.
Woo!
Yeah, God, ended the season on a positive note. Ooh. I was ready to get back in the booth with you guys here in the auditorium and talk about bowl games. I was like, man, I can't wait to see these cheese dicks again.
I cannot wait. Yeah, I didn't even see a highlight, but I'm
great. Who coached the game for you?
This the running backs coach Greg Knox. He has now joined the Florida staff.
1-0 as a head coach. That guy will never be a head coach again.
It doesn't seem so. It
doesn't matter.
He's a 9-year assistant.
He beat Louisville.
Yeah,
I know
with the backup quarterback. So go Dogs.
Wait, so is Fitzgerald back next year?
Yeah.
Or is he gone?
He's back. I think our only relevant
championship
we lost.
Yeah, I smell it. Let's go ahead and crown him. Let's crown him right now.
He can be the 2016 Heisman.
It's January. I don't know about that. Like,
y'all said championship. I didn't say it.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck
you
were talking about.
Well,
I was just stoked to be
talking Heisman.
No, I said we beat the Heisman.
No, he wasn't.
Hold up, my bad.
I wasn't claiming anything outrageous. I was like,
chill out.
But I appreciate y'all anointing my boys like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just
this
because.
Well,
Phil. It was Phil, so like,
you know
what that means.
Once we get out of SEC play, I mean, you cheer for the SEC, so, I mean.
Okay, so I've wondered about that. I don't necessarily do that. I fucking hate Bama. I want Bama to, I wanted them to lose last week, but I mean, I want them to lose again this week, but.
Well.
I mean,
well, this
I'm
week,
not cheering
I
for
fucking
Bama.
Love Bama. And I love to Roll Tide. They're my second favorite team.
They
actually, I may give up on LSU and make the Tide number one.
They have no idea what is going against them this week. Like, they think they're just playing Georgia, but they're going against Phil again. And they're 0-1 against Phil so far this
Should I look into tickets?
Oh, God.
Use your connection. See if you can get some tickets. Let's get down there for that game this weekend.
Man.
It's Monday.
Like, yeah, Monday.
You wear all your crimson, you know.
Yeah,
you absolutely have to get it all Alabama gear.
Oh, I've got
hat.
I've got so much. I mean, I won't even know what to wear. You know, I'll have to stare at it for a while to make my decision.
Oh, man, no, I can't wait to watch you Roll Tide again.
When you accidentally anchored your family. I don't think they've recovered from that. I think Michigan's lost every game since that happened. They lost the Ohio State game. They didn't play in the conference championship, and then they got beat by South Carolina after up 19-3
Yeah, and people say Harbaugh might be on his way out and like heading to greener pastures. Who knows?
Says who? Knows? Who?
People are talking.
Who are these people? Are people. These, you and Jim Shute have sources and people all over the place.
People, just, man. He might be eyeing that NFL gig. He might be.
You think he wants to go to Chicago?
I mean, I don't know particular where.
That would be pretty cool. I think actually. That's a, I they think drafted him.
That would actually be something he would take. Is that job open?
So is the Colts job where he was a.
I was thinking.
Oh, where he was. I was fucking Captain Comeback.
Yeah, see, I was for thinking Colts. Older,
say, yeah, Captain. Yeah. But he was Captain Comeback.
They beat like the Steelers or some shit.
Yeah,
Hail Mary. No.
That was the AFC Championship game. They threw a Hail Mary and they initially caught it and then dropped it. Yeah.
And it's crazy, like that we all remember that shit. I totally remember it. But now that you say it,
I'm
totally
glad you have
remember.
The actual memory of what happened. We were about to go through the next hour thinking Jim Harbaugh's,
I was Hail Mary guy. He totally didn't play in the Super
Bowl. Phil's our knowledge guy. Yeah, the rest of us are.
He's just our fact checker.
Yeah. what's it called? But yeah, so. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing Harbaugh go back to the pros, but him in college is still pretty interesting, especially since they don't seem to succeed. I mean, continue to be up there and not succeed.
What is he? He's like 1-5 against Michigan State and Ohio State. Yeah, that's really bad.
And that win comes against Michigan State, not Ohio State.
Right.
Which is always, I think they would rather beat. Because
I never respect Michigan State like any season. I never.
They're
think
a basketball
they're good.
School.
Like
when you have a prominent basketball team like something like that, like a Tom Izzo or like a Jim Boeheim or
Kentucky.
A Coach K or a North Carolina with Roy Williams. I mean, even with Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, North Carolina couldn't have ever been legit as a football program because I'm always going to see them as a basketball school. So.
Yeah. Right.
And they can go 10-2 and, you know, I'll be like, it's ACC football.
Like Kansas. Well, Kansas was good for a minute in football. They made the Orange Bowl that year.
Yeah. What, is that with the heavy set coach?
Mangino.
Yeah.
The guy
man,
with Artie.
He's the best.
Wake Forest made one as well. So, I mean, there are those anomalies or whatever. But, yeah, I would love to see Harbaugh go back to the pros. I think it'd be fun. So.
Yeah, I would too. Just so Michigan will just completely crater in on itself. I want to see Urban bounce too. I think Urban's getting close to faking another heart attack.
Yeah.
It seems like it's getting stale.
They got recruits bailing. They had a bunch of dudes bail on the early signing day.
They had one of their quarterbacks go to Dan Mullen in Florida.
Well, and another guy flipped to Penn State like some big-time Ohio recruit.
But it wasn't really a flip. It was they really couldn't sign him because they introduced them to Kirk Herbstreit while he was on set.
Yeah. They fucked up on game.
So they had to report.
They
had to report themselves.
Yeah, and they couldn't sign him. Yeah. That is. I did hear about that because Herbstreit was like, I saw on Twitter, he was apologizing. Like, I swear I didn't know he was a recruit. Bull fucking shit,
right.
Herbstreit. Like anybody believes your bullshit. But yeah, I mean, he knew that's a violation. He probably knew that too. But anyway.
The meticulous rules of the NCAA.
Yeah, are they ridiculous? God, they're the worst.
Well, they did one thing right. That was the playoffs this year have been pretty strong.
Oh, the Heat.
But they keep talking about moving it to 8.
Well, they're going to have to because, I mean, last time two SEC teams went, we got the playoff. And now we're here. We got two SEC teams. Like, hey, you can't shake us, fuckers.
Well, UCF is self-proclaiming themselves
Man,
national
fuck
championship.
Damn, they could.
I think they're even throwing a parade.
At Disney World. They're throwing that parade at motherfucking Disney World Magic Kingdom, the most magical place on earth, the place Tom Brady goes after he wins the Super Bowls. UCF is throwing their parade there. How pretentiously awesome is that?
Okay, so I'm assuming their argument is...
I mean, they're going to finish number 6 in the polls. At least own it. Fucking... Until you have till Monday to call yourself a champ until they actually, you know, I guess crown one.
But
play with it for 5 days.
Well, in 2004, Auburn, when they went undefeated and didn't get a BCS shot, they proclaimed themselves national championship. Sparky has a national championship ring.
Yeah, so they can give out rings and all this bullshit.
Cool. You can do whatever I can make a ring that calls myself a national champion of fucking anything.
So I guess they think since they beat Auburn. Who beat Georgia and Alabama. They're better than those two teams. Like, you don't win a transitive national championship. That's bullshit.
No, but
they couldn't beat either one of those teams on the field.
But
I don't think they could have beaten any
with that
of the
analogy. Field. They do probably deserve to be in the playoff.
You think?
Why not they beat Memphis?
I'm not saying they're good enough.
But I mean, they beat Auburn after the fact. How do you omit one of those four teams? That
that's a good point too,
and give them a spot over.
That's a good point too. But this is all hindsight, like saying they beat Auburn.
Well, I heard someone say, you know what you do to remedy that? You schedule harder teams in your non-conference schedule.
Yeah, they should have played up.
But the problem is they have to go on the road because no one's going to be voluntarily.
No,
like,
you play a neutral
side.
Or you do a neutral side.
Yeah, but most people don't see a lot of benefit to that, except there's a lot. I mean, that's a huge.
We played
talent
Boise
pool.
State in a neutral site a couple years ago. I know Boise was already pretty much an established program at that point, but it's what you got to do. You got to play games like that.
Well,
you can't play. I'm looking up their non-conference schedule right now.
I mean,
now.
I know it was
I
weak.
It
I agree with you.
Garbage.
I agree, but I'm saying that they can't get anyone to do things like no one from the state of Florida is going to take a game in Orlando.
Well, then those major programs should be penalized for, you know.
Penalized?
Not, yeah.
For deciding not. They get to pick who they've scheduled. They choose not to schedule.
Florida International, 61-17. Way to go.
Right. I mean, if a major program is too scared to go play at a...
They can play whoever they want. They have a rigorous enough... I mean, the Florida feels that they have to run the fucking gauntlet every year in the SEC. There's no reason for them to go take on another brute that they get nothing out of by being in the same market pool, being in the same recruiting pool. People, they already have a footprint or, I guess, a little bit of know-how already with those people, you don't get anything out of it. It's like when Mississippi State plays Southern Miss. That's how the Florida schools see it. So they just don't want to do it, even if they are highly touting themselves or if they did just go from 0-12 to 12-0.
It doesn't really fucking matter because their wonder boy coach is gone and they'll probably go 0-12 next year.
Georgia Tech game canceled and not made up. Maine game canceled.
What?
They played in Maine.
They had two canceled games?
Three. The Memphis game was canceled too, but they made that one up December the 2nd.
That's our researcher. So I got a facts guy and I got a researcher. All we need now is like a soundboard guy to sit there and just do automations for us the whole time. But what's it called? Yeah, so I mean, I don't think they deserve to be in the conversation with these four. I feel like if you move it to eight, they're going to lose in that first fucking round of teams anyway.
But at least they got a shot. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But at the same time, don't be mad when it's three
I'm
teams.
I'm not mad.
I know, I'm just saying America.
Yeah.
When Auburn's in there and then Auburn wins their first round game and then three of the final four are actually SEC teams, don't come butt hurt and be like, well, God damn it, they stole all the spots. They took our jobs.
They took them. Yeah, fucking schedule somebody better than Florida International. Yeah, they played Maryland. They beat Maryland.
Oh, well, that's a big W, beating a Big Ten
team.
Another team that even if they were relevant in football, I would not treat it.
I mean, like, this schedule is just trash. Yeah, they don't deserve to be there. You're not a national champion. Shut up. You had a good season. Just go home.
Let's talk about teams that are still playing football. Georgia being one of those and Bama being the other. That Rose Bowl may have been the best game I've ever seen.
It was up there.
People, I mean, let's like be prisoner of the moment. What about Vince Young and USC?
That's still the best one.
And
the one last year was fucking good.
Yeah.
The Penn State USC
The fact that this one had more, like, I mean, the national championship game between Leinart and Vince Young is one reason it was so great.
Oh, yeah.
This being a playoff game, and then you have the Rose Bowl,
right.
You have that same euphoria you had for that Vince Young game, but it kind of trumps.
Those games, though, could have been in any
was
bowl,
awesome.
And they would have been awesome,
but like,
though.
Going really, 17 down, I mean, those
I don't
two,
hold the Rose Bowl in any reverence whatsoever. I know it's a cool game, but, like, it's not an SEC game traditionally, so I really
don't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Last year doesn't
about it.
Last year doesn't do it for me. The great game between Penn State and USC.
Yeah,
that doesn't do it for me.
It's all because the SEC was there.
The game was, I mean, obviously relevant, but that was easily one of the better games I've seen.
Yeah,
no doubt.
That could have happened in any dome in the country.
And I think that game, I was telling Pierce this earlier, Phil, before you got here. I think that LSU, when they went to Tuscaloosa and won and then proceeded to lose in the national championship, that first game was fucking nuts also.
Yeah.
But I put those three kind of up there and ones that I can remember in the last couple of years because everyone knows my head is full of bong residue and beer foam. So it's my own fault that I can't remember too far back. But that game was fucking awesome. Georgia rolls on. And then Bama game, after watching that, it was like...
It was kind of a letdown.
I know, you couldn't watch it. I mean,
it was hard to get going.
And Clemson didn't score, but it was fun watching, like,
I love seeing Dabo get beat down for once. See, that was nice.
I just hate Bama.
That was nice. Oh, did you know Saban was going to beat the shit out of them?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably a little bit pissed. You knew once
Bama snuck their way into the playoff that...
He's 11-0 against former assistants. 11-0.
Yeah, but
he gets another one next week.
This is probably the best assistant out of all the bunches.
Was Dabo not an assistant under him?
I don't think so.
No.
He was just an old player under...
what's his face?
That dead fuck.
Yeah.
The guy that wore the plaid hat.
Yeah.
Dabo played for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Dabo played.
Played for Gene Stallings. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how old Dabo is, so I'm just shooting from the hip here.
He's so young and hip.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, he's real cool. He dances and stuff. Real cool coach.
Yeah.
Hey, coach. Well, show me your moves.
Who we got this weekend? Who you got between Kirby and the Matt? I guess I don't even know what the reference is, but the master versus the student. The master versus the pupil.
Phil's on Bama, so George is going to win. They're going to win. There's no chance Alabama wins with Phil being on board. So, Georgia Bulldogs, congratulations. You have won the national championship.
High five, Pierce. We just won
national title, dude. Won it all. Oh, my God.
And you can get that locked in.
It's going to be tough. It's going
to
be like a play of the week. Y'all, is this game going to be like 6-3?
Nah.
I hope not.
I mean, is it? No. Because Georgia can't really throw the ball.
They're going to
turn the ball over a couple times.
Then they're going to get blown out.
But I think that they can probably run on that. I mean, I know some of those linebackers are back. So I don't know if they can run a little long. I mean, if anybody can, it's probably this duo of running backs.
Yeah.
They beat Craig James and Eric Dickerson's record for most combined yards between a duo.
I mean,
that was probably the most prestigious twosome before that.
2,000-yard rushers is really pimp.
It's really probably just going to come down to if Kirby Smart cannot get, like, too emotional about coaching against Saban and, like, you know, just keep, you know, be smart about, you know, not trying to do too much.
Don't get cute? Are you saying, like,
don't get cute.
Don't let the moment get too big.
Both.
All right. Yeah, Kirby does need to chill out a little bit, probably. He's way more animated than Nick is.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And pretty much anybody's more animated than Nick is. But
Belichick and Saban seem to be in that same kind
of mode.
But they always have those people that kind of come off the, off their tree, out from under their umbrella. And you're like, oh, this guy's not that weird. He's actually a really nice guy. But Saban never let you get to know these people because he's just kept everything very close to the chest, so... Maybe that's just how Kirby is, and that's how he wins folks over, because not only are they bulldozing and recruiting, but, I mean,
But Georgia always recruits well. They never do anything with it.
Yeah, that's because that was Mark Richt. This guy now is the number one class.
Yeah, number one's a lot better than number five, I guess. But, yeah, that's good stuff, man. Kirby's building a fucking powerhouse.
And now he has a national championship thanks to Phil.
Yeah, so that's I mean, Kirby, like, needs to send you a fruit basket or something.
Let's not crown him. Let's not crown him.
Oh, no, we might as well crown him, Phil. You're rolling time.
Pierce, don't fuck me here. I'm still gambling.
All right. I'm just saying.
Bama's going to win, no doubt.
Yeah.
Rolling time. Well, let's go from one of Phil's teams to another. You actually have a big, I guess, weekend. It's going to be a Sunday-Monday for you or Saturday-Sunday for you?
Sunday-Monday.
Sunday-Monday. So we'll start off with, we'll take your pro pick since you seem to be the closest one from preseason. Give us a rundown of this weekend's games, Phil.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not feeling very confident about my Saints. Remember, it's the slow play, so, you know, we...
Oh, y'all gonna win this week? I feel like that's not enough pain for you.
It's the Panthers. They're our rival. We've already beaten them twice this year. We think we've got their number, and they're gonna come in.
You already beat them twice this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're gonna come in the dome and fucking crush our hope and dreams.
You're going to let Cam Superman that shit?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I don't even know if I'm
He's going to be such a prick about it, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's going to be a total prick about it.
Imagine what kind of clothes he's going to be wearing when he walks out of your Superdome with a W. He's
going to be wearing some Bobby shorts. Hat
and probably like a boa. I'm just going to get straight out on the Bourbon Street and fuck all y'all's winnings. One Team Panthers on that one. +7.
Plus +7. Wow.
That's what the spread is?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. I'm going to happiness hedge the fuck out of that.
Oh, man. Phil, see, I don't like when you do that.
I feel like he's playing us. He's reverse anchoring us.
Because I don't know, like, when you do that, I don't know what's working and what's not. I mean, it's kind of crazy because are you anchoring yourself because you're fucking betting or are you anchoring your team? Man, yeah, that's a complete mind fuck there.
It worries me a little bit as well. I don't know if he's sandbagging now and I need everyone to kind of hold. I know we told everyone just a couple minutes ago to go ahead and fire in those locks of the week with the Georgia game, but maybe dial that back now a second. It seems like Phil may be sandbagging us. So I don't
know. Who knows, man? I don't know what this guy's doing anymore. Phil? You got me confused for one of the first
My head's all
times
in a pretzel.
Ever. Yeah.
It's a pretzel.
Gotta keep y'all on your toes.
Like Cal Naughton Jr. over here.
Well, I still think he might. I mean, if he's rolling Tide, like I think he's going to roll Tide, then Bama's going to lose.
I'm rolling Tide.
So then we'll have to take him for his word for it. Go ahead and fire in that Georgia bet after all. That's not the only game, though. Let's go through the whole list. Let's see if we can make some fucking money. Last couple weeks of the season, a couple of your picks made it through, but they're in the buys. You had Minnesota preseason. That's well done. For the listeners that want to go listen, that's, I think, like episode 2. Maybe 3. Fuck, I don't know.
Way to go, Phil. Vikings. You got a playoff team.
No, he also had the Saints as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then we all kind of picked on a couple same teams. We all had...
Man, I had the Raiders winning the Super Bowl.
Well, I had the Chiefs.
We made picks, no sans Patriots, right? Nobody had faith in the Steelers, huh?
Y'all both picked the Steelers, so I took Cincinnati. That one turned out really well. Yeah, but luckily, my ninja... Marvin is coming back.
I can't believe they're keeping him 2 more years.
Dude, how does he keep getting extensions? And Jack Del Rio can't keep a job.
Oh, they kept Marvin Lewis?
They signed him to a 2-year extension.
What? He's got some dirt on somebody.
I know, right? I think he's like married or banging
the
daughter.
Well, I was wondering why the Skins re-signed Jay Gruden immediately. I thought he might be going to Cincinnati when they got rid of Marvin. I just assumed Marvin got fired. Man, that's crazy. Man,
And Hugh Brown are...
Hugh Jackson,
thank you. What's it called?
I get Hugh Jackson, though. He's coaching fucking Cleveland. Like, Marvin's been there for like 10 fucking years, man.
Why are you keeping the coach in Cleveland if he's 1-31 in his last 32?
He has nothing to work with.
And they understand how terrible they are.
So they're blaming everything on Sashi, and they're like, as GM, the Harvard thing... It didn't really take, so it's not none of your fault.
And they're keeping him because he straight up, when they were interviewing Sashi, he's like, "We're not a good match. Like, I don't agree with any of his ideas, you know? So they put Hugh Jackson in a terrible spot, and I think they're going to give him a little leeway because of that.
All right, that's cool. Well, I can understand that one. Well, we got a couple spots open. Jim Caldwell will be joining someone's staff somewhere as a nice, quiet coordinator. John Fox is out in Chicago. Pagano's out. Bruce Arians is out.
He retired, though, huh?
Yeah,
into retirement?
Him and Carson are both...
Hey, pack your bags,
him and Carson are both gone. So,
what does poor Larry Fitzgerald do now? The dude can still play.
He needs to go to the Patriots and win himself a damn fucking trophy and a ring.
He should do that.
He can go play one season and be the jump ball guy since Gronk's the only tall receiver, it seems. Everybody else is short little white guys. Go be that one black guy that jumps high in the air in the end zone and catches everything. You win that every time. You have deep threats and everywhere. So... I think he's got to get out of Arizona. Everybody says
I mean, he'll play it's Arizona. Man, they could be like 0-6. They're not 0-16, but they're going to be really bad next year.
Oh, real bad. Super bad. My boy Kim Deitch, he scored a touchdown last week.
Y'all see that?
Yeah, fumble return, no big deal. He probably got... Let me tell you what that guy did after the game.
Smitty's Bunch of Spice.
And there's
that. Oh, and going back to the list and them and me eventually getting crushed, you know what the NFC Championship game's probably going to be, if it's possible, is what? Panthers-Falcons.
That would just be like the ultimate salt in the wound. So
you're saying the 5-6 would be the ultimate, like, fuck you?
No, my two most hated fucking teams in the NFL. Yeah.
I think the likelihood of that happening is almost near impossible.
Yeah, why? But this is Phil, dude. This is Phil we're talking about. This is Phil. If anybody can make it happen. I going to
go through Minnesota. That is true. I mean, Phil does suck.
Minnesota will crumble.
Yeah, I have a feeling Minnesota's going to lose their first game.
Minnesota's going to lose. Philly's going to lose.
I think Philly's going to do what Dallas did last
year. Oh, man, Philly's kind of looking really bad right now. They have
Nick Foles back there.
They both might lose, and then Phil's just dominating with his bite.
That's what's happening.
Whatevs.
That's what you need to hope for.
That's what's happening. But
that means you'll be on the road going. You're the 4 seed, so if you win, you'll be playing. I guess it all depends on if the other wild card, who it goes as to who you'll play. Because, I mean, technically the 4 could go to either side.
I really feel like all the lower seeds are going to win.
Yeah.
Do you also include Buffalo in that, or do you just mean
the NFC? No, I'm talking NFC. But Buffalo, it's the first time making the playoffs in like 20 years, 18 it's years. Great, isn't
it? It's a long time.
The Bills, years. Baby.
God, if only if they had a home game, that shit would be fucking wild. I know,
imagine the Bills Philadelphia videos of that. That would be fucking nuts. There'd be a lot of babies born 9 months from today whose parents had as many teeth as they did.
Who had people watching their parents conceive the child.
Yeah, there's Barstool videos of your mom giving head to some dude behind a truck, and that ended up being dad.
Hey, that's not how babies are made, Kip.
It's just a precursor, you know, foreplay, you know, get the game started.
And heck, I mean, who knows?
You could have the video of the intercourse as well. I hear the P and the V.
I have seen, they do have videos of people fucking in the stands during the game.
In the Bills Stadium?
Yeah. Or maybe just a hand job. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not how babies are made either.
The difference between those two, though, wouldn't you be able to tell the difference?
Yeah, I could. I just doesn't remember. I just know something lewd was going on in the game, in the seats.
I backed the shit out of it. That's fucking awesome.
Shit, I had a friend get a fucking head in the stairwell at the Superdome.
See, so it can happen anywhere. I'm just cheering for everyone out there. Get some action while your team's getting in the playoffs.
Might as well.
But I feel that Jacksonville's like same as Buffalo. It's like white trashville in the South. So it's going to be like a bunch of ruckus people all peeing in a pool. I mean, I just like to believe everyone sits in the pool down there in the Jacksonville.
That pool's disgusting.
I can't imagine.
Same about the pool in Arizona at the baseball stadium. Like, why the fuck do you want a pool?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would sit in it, but if someone gave me tickets to the area that had the pool, I'm not saying I wouldn't get in.
You'd have to. You can't have access to the pool and then not get in the pool.
But like, make sure they have like an area where you can hose off, like when you get off the beach, so you can get all the other like people urine and like vomit off of you.
And you got to get your little picture and post it on Instagram, like, I was at the pool. At the stadium.
Oh, yeah, you got to have the picture where you're standing in front, you're like, what's up? And it's like the stadium of athletes behind you. It's like you're hanging out outside.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd want a picture. I don't even want people to know I'm in that fucking disgusting thing.
I know, I was being facetious.
Yeah, bullshit you were.
I've been to a bowl game there. I wouldn't recommend going. I wouldn't go back to Jacksonville where we just were this past weekend where we beat the old Heisman guy. But I wouldn't get back there.
Who this guy that won a Heisman Trophy?
I fucking loved it.
You know that? Yeah. Remember?
Brought that full circle back to me.
Remember that?
Shh, Pierce. It's okay. Just let it happen.
I don't care. You can.
Don't worry. It's the worst town, though. Like, it's a strip mall on, like, a body of water. Now, if you go over to, like, the golf side, which is, like, the beach side.
Well, how did they get an NFL team? Well, who cares?
Who would you want to have one if they didn't have one?
I don't know.
Like Portland?
Sure, why not?
Omaha?
Not Omaha. Man. Omaha's like, everybody in Omaha told us, like, hey, go to the zoo. We're like, well, what should we do? They, y'all should go to the zoo. It's number 3 zoo in the country behind Columbus and San Diego. And like 4 different people told me that. I guarantee their zoo is not cool. Omaha, Nebraska. Oh, you got a nice zoo. I mean, if zoo's the first thing you're saying, and you're claiming it's not even the best zoo in the country, Like, why are you talking about the fucking zoo?
Well, at least they're truthful.
Yeah, basically, why not just say, hey, we don't really have anything here.
They got that baseball tournament.
That's what we were there for.
Oh, you're trying to find something on the off days?
Yeah, the in meantime, in between time. Because, you know, you don't play back-to-back days when you're out there in Omaha, the College World Series. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What's it called? I think we've all have experience with that.
Yeah. But have you gone? Have you been there?
No, I haven't. I didn't go for the championship series against UCLA.
Oh, man. Some fan you are.
I'm glad I didn't, though. Sorry, I had to work. I still can't. This podcast can't pay for all my vacation travels.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I have to go to a normal job. But that was unfortunately one of those times as well. But nonetheless, fuck. I hate that place, nonetheless.
So NFL playoffs, yeah. I mean, I don't really give a shit.
Well, the last game is the Titans. I don't think anyone gives a shit about that, but they snuck in.
The Titans? Yeah. I picked the Titans. I didn't have them as a... They probably got the wild card, didn't
they? They got the sixth spot.
Yeah, so I didn't have them doing that. Well, I had them in. Just I had them in. Don't worry
That's
about
all that matters.
Don't worry about
That's
how.
That's all that matters.
Don't worry about how. They're in. They're in.
Oh, I remember saying a couple weeks ago that my surprise team in the AFC is going to be the Ravens.
The Ravens? Did they make
the Chargers? No, the Ravens Bullets. I don't know where you were on Sunday. But they gave up a touchdown to Andy Dalton and the Bengals with like 30 seconds left. And they lost and knocked themselves out of the playoffs and put Buffalo in. It was pretty fucking cool
video. I saw the Bills reaction video.
Yeah, so it was pretty neat.
That was cool.
They've all been, I've heard all the fans have been donating money to Dalton's charity.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And a lot of the donations have been 17, because I think that's how many years it's been since they've been to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Pretty cool.
Shout out to Bills Mafia. Good luck this weekend.
Oh, man, I'm so rooting for the Bills.
I'm cheering for everyone against Phil, just kind of to make this fun. I can't wait to see when he has to crash and burn.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's the list, Phil. We can't do anything about it. But
maybe, like, if the Saints win the Super Bowl, you, like, cancel out all this bad luck. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if I can put up with Saints. I mean, most people I know are Saints fans from back home, so I don't know if I could put up with them winning a Super Bowl. It'd be the worst.
Already had to put up with it before.
I know, that's why.
Well,
I don't want to do this again. And I remember how bad it was. It was the worst.
And it just so happens that the Super Bowl is during Mardi Gras again.
Ooh.
What? Man. It's in Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold as fuck up there for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that stadium is pretty sweet, though, Skip.
Is it? Have you been up there?
No, but I've seen it on TV, and I bet they got really good heaters.
Yeah.
They have those little tubes you can walk around.
Did you see last year when that guy was, like, climbing the fucking roof there during a game? He was, like, climbing, hanging some fucking banner.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was
a protest.
It was a protest of the that pipeline.
That was in Carolina.
No, they did it at a football game during the Vikings.
This is in like the Dakota accent.
What was he like? Spider-Man in the
glass? Yeah, like
he sat up there and he hung a flag protesting with the Dakota pipeline. I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. They're like, they had to stop the game and clear out the section below him. Actually, I think they kept playing and they just cleared out the section below him in case he fell. And they just had to wait for him to come down and arrest him. Yeah, real successful protest.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we're talking about it.
Yeah. So technically,
definitely.
I mean, that pipeline is still... I'm sure that pipeline's still happening. Does eminent domain work when they're Indians? How's that work?
Eminent domain works for anybody.
So even if they're Indians, they probably hate that shit. So yeah, they're not winning that pipeline.
No, if the government wants the pipeline to get built, the thing's getting built.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't think the government loses a lot of battles unless they don't mind losing the battle.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But is that all the football games?
That may be the rest of football. But
I want to talk fucking curling.
We'll be right back.
picks are coming up, so luckily we got that coming.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you not necessarily nonstop, but fuck tons of Olympic winter sport coverage. It'll be coming from...
Oh, I'm gonna have a full curling report on the website pretty soon.
We're going to have a lot of up-to-date action going on.
Picks to win.
And pictures of the... closely. Of some of the pretty ladies from Sweden that happen to do all these events.
I bet they're really good at curling there, too.
Yeah. God, the curlers.
Woo! They're really good at going for us here over at Loud Obnoxious.
I just really like curling. I think it's the best winter sport there is. But there's a lot... Man, the Winter Olympics are just 8 million times better than the Summer Olympics.
See, I like them as well.
I disagree.
8 million... There's Summer Olympics? Like, I don't want to watch basketball where we just trounce everybody. Watching a bunch of people run around in a circle, no thanks. No. The swimming's actually, I mean, it's all right.
I enjoy the Summer Olympics probably more because I watch more of the different events, but I do enjoy watching the Winter Olympics because I know these things are things I
fucking
can't do.
Lose.
And I'm like, that shit is intense. And it's foreign to me.
And man, just like the speed skating's really cool. That short track speed skating where they go really fast around the little bitty circle.
And like where they put their hand on there. And
yeah,
And they always crash. Like there's like a crash at every race.
Yeah, shit, like there's like a guy that dies during time trials of like skeleton shit all every.
Oh yeah, it's skeletons. I wouldn't do the fucking luge, much less be like, all right, you know, it's going to be great. We're going to do this shit head first. Fuck that shit.
What's the one where they ski down the hill and then fly off?
The long jump?
The ski just the ski jump.
I thought it had some fancy name.
Where you just technically lean over your skis, but your head's out there, and you're just wearing like a track.
400 yards.
You're wearing like Charlie's Green Man suit
out
there.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Dude,
I don't know how you would ever even be like...
I would like to ride in a bobsled. I think I'd like to do that, but a luge? Okay, and what the fuck's with the two-man luge? You're like, who even thinks that should still be a sport?
I like it. I can back all the luges. I can back the one-man luge, the two-man luge, the four-man.
Two-man
luge. Why don't you make it a school bus luge and do a six-man and see if you can really get some hulks out there just to throw themselves down this fucking rock and see some accidents.
Okay, to me,
I'm all about carnage, but not like a bad one, but more like a middle harm way.
Okay, but if there's going to be two dudes, there should be two fucking sleds and they should be locked in together and they should both have to turn. I mean,
you're talking about horizontal sleds rather than being like going like
I was
dick
kinda,
to ass,
no,
going like leg to leg. Like
I was
across
talking
instead of perpendicular.
I don't know if they'll fit side by side. No, you got to stack them on top of each other, but just two sleds that are together. So you're not laying on some dude like
in the same one. So you
want
to have them two
totally
different ones.
Two sleds. I want separate sleds.
So like a train
connected.
Yeah, more like a train. Yeah. Yeah, like a train.
So what happens to the first guy's legs? I feel like that second guy's nose is bound to be broken no matter the first sign of any instance.
Oh, I mean, if they wipe out, they're pretty much fucked. But aren't they pretty much fucked anyway if they wipe out in the regular one?
I mean, the
top guy is for sure. The bottom guy's got it way easier, you would think.
When they, like, fall over?
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of two-man luge, so I don't know.
You know what? We're going to have to become... We'll get back to
y'all. We'll get back to y'all on that.
We call ourselves pros at
maybe
this.
Maybe some two-man luge wipeouts we can find and throw them up on the Instagram or something.
We know
but
y'all
they
love
should
our
totally,
highlight videos.
They should totally chain them together, though. Don't y'all think that would be more entertaining?
They have to be a little further
apart. I just don't see what the second like cart or whatever sled would be able to... Like, what is?
Because if one turns this way and one turns this way, Phil, they just fucking crash.
So you basically have to be sharing the fucking brain.
Yeah. You got it. You got
to
know the turns,
dude.
I think they still have to know the turns when it's two men, one sled, rather than two men, two sled. Yeah, either way, they still got to know. They're not just laying there doing nothing. Like, all right, bring me to the bottom.
I think y'all are forgetting that part as well.
I'm not forgetting anything. Phil is. Don't tell me I'm forgetting. I'm telling you how terrible two-man luge is. I'm trying to improve it. Sleds.
Why don't y'all... No, I think the best way to improve it would be like, put a rock in the middle of the fucking course. Gotta go around that shit. You gotta improvise.
Obstacles.
You don't know where the rocks is. Yeah, or make them get rings like you would do in Sonic or like...
Why is there not an obstacle?
Who can get the most, you know?
Okay, but...
Make it more enticing that way. Don't try to kill the athletes.
I don't think there's two woman luge. I think there's just two men. Which is what I don't understand either.
That's... I think that's one of our stances. We're gonna come up with every week. During the Olympics, we're gonna come up with how we can modify a sport or maybe bring in a new sport. Talk about how we can make the Olympics better, so, and then try to see if the IOC will hire us.
Question: will Lindsey Vonn be competing in this year's Olympics?
Man, she's gotta be like 40, isn't she?
No, she's not that old. Tiger wouldn't fuck a 40-year-old
unless she worked at Waffle House.
Hey, I resent that. He's past those days. He went to rehab for it. He's good.
Yeah, okay. So they only...
Allegedly.
Okay, so there's mixed... Okay, so check this. Men's events, doubles and singles. Women's events, singles. Mixed events, doubles. I understand the doubles and mixed, but we need to cancel men's doubles luge. We could do without that. We could open up another sport in the whole Olympiad.
Cancel it, dude.
Like, how do we do this? How do we... put an end to this.
Well, we'll come up with that. We'll start getting to the... That'll be a new segment we'll do.
The Linger brothers take gold to end Austria's... this is from 2006.
All right, quit reading 10-year-old news clippings while we're still doing this shit.
Do you think the skiers and the snowboarders care more about the Olympics or the X Games?
Snowboarder,
I think the Olympics, it's more, yeah, because they do the X Games every year, although you probably get paid more at like those events, those private shit. I think it's more prestigious to go win like a medal for your country. Get on the box of like the Latvian Wheaties, you know.
I think it's totally the Olympics. Like when you're an athlete like that, you actually think the Olympics are cool. I don't really think the Olympics are cool. I think they're okay.
Well, I mean, most of these people have been working their entire lives to get to the point, so.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure they think it's cool. Summer Olympics more. I bet most people like the Winter Olympics more.
I would 1,000% That's where you're wrong. Disagree.
Man, really?
Most of America, you can definitely see the tick of.
Since you're looking up all this stuff, why don't you look at ratings for Summer Olympics and ratings for Winter Olympics? But a caveat would be for Summer Olympics is like no kids aren't in school and like can stay up and watch and shit like that. So, but. I still think Summer Olympics are definitely
the Summer
more
Olympics
popular.
Are much more popular than the Winter Olympics. That said, I personally enjoy the Winter Olympics much, much more.
I don't fucking know who wrote that.
Well, next week, I don't know who wrote that. That's just like somebody's opinion, man.
All right. Well, next week we'll come up with a new way how we can improve the sport.
So yeah, we're gonna end men's double luge, and we're gonna add female double luge, or are we just gonna end?
I think
male?
We have to add the ladies scantily clad.
Sexist, Skip. They wear luge outfits. It's cold. They already have an outfit. You can't just like change their outfit.
I think you could.
You could.
I mean, we're making up rules here.
That's a good point. We were just like eliminating a sport. But I guess you got to add something if you're going to take something away.
We can always... that'll come with next week's segment. How we add a sport. Maybe make
we gotta
one
add
up.
Something. Make we got up. Room for a spot.
Maybe boxing with ice gloves.
Man, they should do some crossover. Like, that would be a great idea. Like, running on ice? Ice sprinting? Why is there no ice sprinting?
I don't get why they have the cross-country skiing, and then they have archery. Like
I kind of like that, where you have to ski with your gun back, they
badass.
Shoot, and then they have to keep on skiing. Yeah. It's like a decathlon of some sort.
People don't run and shoot guns, but they fucking ski and shoot guns.
They ski, they stop, they shoot. Yeah.
They shoot like 50 targets, like boom, boom, boom.
And then they just get back on there.
And they just like throw that gun. They it's got like a stand on it, man. I forget what that's called, but that's a cool sport. Winter's so much. By the end of this Olympics, y'all are both going to think that winter's better than summer.
Well, we'll see. Okay. It's either that or we may just hate you.
Do y'all watch Olympic basketball?
You realize like the harder you push this on us, the less we're going to like.
That's not the sport you watch.
That's a good
sport.
Agree with you.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. I'm not gonna.
But that's not the only Olympic segment. So when we said we were going to do a new year, new us, we got a new little segment, new idea we're going to go with. Since football's over and we don't have much else to talk about in the coming weeks, we're going to start doing sports-ish conversations. So I figured
food,
booze,
movies,
TV.
Things, you know, stuff.
More idiotic thoughts from us.
Yeah, basically just like talking. Yeah. Debating. Like more fun, clever banter between the three of us.
But at the same time, we'll still cover sports. But we're starting off tonight with
we just talked 47 fucking minutes of sports. I mean,
so these last couple of minutes are going to be for nice ish debate.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to debate.
What's it called? So, Phil just told us he has to leave in the next 15 minutes. So, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get straight to the point. The theme of tonight, we're going to do something called the podium. So, you're going to give out medals for whatever the topic is. Sometimes it could be candy bars. Sometimes it could be flavors of booze. It doesn't matter. But tonight's theme, I've picked it out. Actually, Pierce picked it out. And it's sports characters from the kids' movies we watched growing up. So give your bronze, your best and athlete. Gold.
Your best athlete. And, you know,
not necessarily best
yeah,
athlete.
Yeah, it's your team. It's your podium. You can give it however you want to.
I guess, like, yeah, it's like your favorite, I guess.
Yeah.
Just a squad. Yeah. Your squad.
I mean, they're all pretty good. Yeah, this is who you would pick.
It's the epitome of excellence.
Yeah. I'm with that. So how should we do this? Should we do it like bronze, bronze, bronze? Or should we just do our three and then go like that?
I think should we do the three and then discuss whose three would beat whose three?
Yeah, we can do that.
In whatever sport? Or should we do our three?
Oh, man, if we do that.
Or should
we
just go through one person at a time?
I think
we
should just each, go each one
give
person.
Your, okay. Each give your three.
Let's go one person at a time.
All right, well, I'll send you one of y'all off. Who wants to go first?
Pierce.
All right, I'll go.
Go ahead, Pierce. All right. Who you got in the bronze? First. What is the podium?
Yeah, so down at the bottom, my third place, my bronze medal is going to go to Matthew from Ladybugs. He was the cross dresser that Rodney Dangerfield had playing soccer. He was trying to get the girl. I think they get in trouble, and they end up winning the championship anyway. Matthew doesn't play, but he gets the girl in the end. How can you not like
imagine
Matthew from Ladybugs?
If
I got a real PC podium too, like
that's
y'all
for the listeners that have kids at home.
Yeah.
You can turn the volume up for your kids.
Well, I don't know if I'd suggest that, but I mean, you know, he's a cross dresser. That wasn't cool back then. Like, you know, that was kind of like,
it wasn't a big deal to talk about or having a movie. Now you're sitting here having like tenderfoot around it.
Yeah,
it
was
a dude
anyway,
that dressed up as a chick
and he was
played
really
for a girls
good at,
team.
That was like that was big
stepdad.
In the movies in the 80s and 90s.
Great movie.
All kinds of
I loved it.
Great flick, dude. Rodney Dangerfield.
And not only did Matthew, like you said, score the hot blonde whose dad was the real estate mogul in the Mercedes.
He
gave
all the other young women confidence to be good.
Yeah, exactly. They won.
One of them got glasses.
Yeah.
One of them put a bow in her hair.
Yeah, so
one
so
of
Matthew
them tried.
So he did very well. Okay, so coming in at number two, all
right.
My silver medal, as we would say, is Becky the Icebox O'Shea. Another just like reason for victory. You know, like she inspired that team. They were down to the Cowboys at halftime, and Becky came out of retirement. She was going to be your cheerleader. She's like, no, I'm dropping these pom poms. They hurt my boy Junior Floyd. Dirty play by Spike. Pretty sure Spike's on Phil's list. Anyway, Spike's a real dirtbag. But you know what? Becky took him out, and Little Giants won. So Becky O'Shea, number two. I'd like to see y'all argue against
I'm
Becky.
I'm not going to ride this train too hard because she's a 14-year-old girl playing football.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. Keep trying, Becky. For all the other Beckys out there listening to us tonight.
Yeah, don't give up on your dreams. Watch
up.
Little
if
Giants.
You play football. Go kick.
Again, another inspirational
no, you can
teammate
play fucking linebacker. You don't have to kick.
That got,
this isn't necessary roughness.
That got the most out of her teammates. She,
oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, dude. She definitely got... Okay.
And she kind of basically coached the team, too.
Yeah, because her dad was a loser.
Nerd.
He was a bear-shaped loser, that one. Rick Moranis is great. Shout out to Rick Moranis. He's a regular listener. All right, and number one, gold medal, standing on top of the podium. And I really want to see y'all argue against this. I really fucking do, but it's Air Bud because he plays fucking every sport.
But he's not a human being.
Doesn't matter. He's an athlete, Phil. This is his favorite athlete. This is a list of athletes. Air Bud is a fucking athlete. He plays basketball, baseball, volleyball, football, soccer. Fucking Air Bud plays it all.
Hell yeah.
So yeah. Anyway.
And I love me a good golden retriever.
Very, no males on mine. Because, you know, Matthew's technically half of a woman. Becky O'Shea. you can maybe add them together and have a guy. And then I got Air Bud. So I think my podium's pretty strong.
How do you know Air Bud's a bitch, not a dude?
Air Bud's a dude.
So you do have one male on the roster. It's a gold medal.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wasn't even considering him. I just meant, like, human male. But yeah, you are.
All right, well, I mean, the good dogs always, our good boys always trump humans every time. So yeah. I think that's a great list. And it was rightfully placed atop the throne was, in fact,
Air Bud. He's multi-sport, he's freak of nature.
You know, I wish him the best.
You can't be doing doggy. He's playing against kids. Yeah. I mean, maybe I should like deduct points for him playing against kids because if he's like 2, he's really 14.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know how old Air Bud is, but he fits. He fits the criteria.
There we go. Well, that's not a bad 3. We'll see if Phil's is better.
Let's see what Phil's got.
So it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, coming in at number 3.
Bronze medal.
The fucking bronze.
Right. Yeah, it's the Olympic season. Will you please call it by the medal?
I messed up, too.
Lowest on the podium.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Karate.
Okay. Wait, Johnny Karate, like from Parks and Recreation, the guy that plays the guitar, or
since that's a kids movie and all
something spaghetti.
But yes, he did lose in the end. But
you mean Johnny from the Karate Kid?
Yes, yeah. I mean I'm pretty sure we've all established that by now.
Well, you weren't really clear, Phil.
I mean, even though he lost in the end, I mean
you called him Johnny Karate. That's not even his name.
Whatever. Let's be real, though. If he were to get into an actual fight with Daniel LaRusso, he'd kick the shit out of him 10 out of 10
Yeah,
times.
It's like a little giant situation one time, you know. What's his name? Danny could ride his bike down the hill 99 times down Cherry Hill.
You rode your bike.
You beat Kevin down Cherry Hill. Oh, my God. That's a great movie. So they do not make movies like that anymore. All of these are great fucking movies.
So that's Pierce Except reciting Air Bud.
I think I maybe saw the Air Bud football movie, but I've never seen Phil finish
his goddamn... God, Pierce is trying to defend his roster like a weak bitch. Let him finish.
Number 2, I mean Silver.
Silver, bro.
We've got Henry Rowengarter.
Man, I can't argue with that.
I mean...
He got him a pennant before Theo Epstein was there.
Who didn't want to be Henry Rowengarter as a kid?
I mean, he was getting to hang out with Gary Busey. Can you imagine what he probably saw Gary do on set?
Man.
Imagine what
you know what? And, I mean, not that he intentionally cheated, but, like, he had surgery that helped him out, you know? Classic baseball.
Just
a basic Tommy John surgery gone
a little over-tightening. Yeah, no biggie. Yes. That happens. You see that happen all the time. Yeah.
You've seen it a million times. So I think that's a strong play. You know, if he was able to have finished his career, not due to a truly serious injury, which was losing the arm, or losing, you know, obviously the strength of it, he could have been a Hall of Famer.
I know. You know? He could have played for 30 seasons.
I mean, yeah.
How sick was that floater, though? God damn, that floater
seen
was
since
sick.
Skippy McGee. I mean,
what was the deal? Like, his dad just bounced, and his mom like told him all those stories about his dad, but it was really about her.
I don't really know.
Maybe, but at the same time.
No, that's totally what happened. Because, you know, he like pulls back the tape and he's like, he sees her name in the glove.
Yeah. That movie also taught me that.
It was her the whole time. And
yeah,
she goes, it was me.
That's why he knew to fucking floaty.
All right,
this is going to work.
This is Phil's podium.
No, we're allowed to elaborate.
We're talking about his mom.
what's the gold medal, Phil?
So what do you think his mom and dad split up over? Do you think he was just a deadbeat?
I think he went out for cigs and never came back. Classic dad moves. Like, oh man, this kid kind of sucks.
Dad moves.
Jesus.
Like, God, this guy's awful. He's really bad at baseball. I tried to teach him to catch. I know he's like 3, but... got no potential. Never thought. It's kind of weird it didn't come crawling out of the woodwork when Henry became famous.
I was just thinking
though.
That.
Maybe like he died. I don't know.
I mean, everybody in the world would know who a 13-year-old baseball player is. You would
He would be the most famous person in the
Danny
country.
Danny Almonte. Everybody knew who that kid was, and all he did was like playing the fucking...
Just
Little
he
World.
Was just like
cheating
seven,
to get in the Little League World Series.
He was like 17.
Imagine the vice versa.
He's like 17, his other kids are 12. He ain't through a perfect game. No, she better.
Shit, Kip at 17 could have passed at 12 as well, but I probably wasn't near athletic enough to compete.
So, did you give your number one yet? No. What are you doing? What's your gold medal?
Gold medal goes to Squints.
Squints! I love it!
I mean, solid ball player. You know, not the best. Solid,
well, he's flashy with the weather, man.
Solid ball player.
And I'm pretty sure he hits a homer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he put, yeah. Yeah.
And then like he's that. And then he's sneaky, sneaky, oh, shit, smart, and smooth. And then he started popping out kids like Philip Rivers.
Yeah. I mean, he's a,
with Wendy Peppercorn. Right. You know that red lipstick just gets the juices going. That's fantastic.
Dude, that's a really good number one, Phil. Like, thanks. That's really...
That's a combination of both performance, both on-field and off-field.
Yeah.
You have to have that happy medium.
Because that's what makes him play good. He's just thinking of Wendy. He's not thinking about messing up. He's not thinking about anything. He's thinking about that beautiful babe at the pool. Man, that's Phil. And I don't give you a lot of compliments, but...
And, I mean, she had to be, like, good. A good, like, 6 or 7 years older
she's
than him.
She's probably, like, 17, 18.
She's probably 16, 17, like, upper high school years.
And they were, like, what, 12, 13, something like that. Yeah, 5, 6 years. You're right on point.
But at the same time, that's not that crazy when you get a little bit older.
Man,
but, I mean,
so
you
what?
Pop out an eight spot with Wendy Peppercorn. Okay. You're playing Little League with just your kids.
So what happens in Wendy's life in that gap? She, like, goes to college.
She probably goes to a nice Christian school. Where they don't penetrate, and they came back fresh for
typically
squints.
Those chicks that are light. Well, I don't know. Most lifeguard girls are.
Let's look at the time frame as well. Could squints have possibly gotten drafted? Do we actually know that all these kids are squints?
Well, they did give the where they were. Year.
But I forget.
He later had nine.
All they said about him is he married Wendy Peppercorn and had 9 kids with her.
Yeah. Squints was just going off.
That's a good
What
call.
A legend, dude. Yeah, he's could be probably, I don't know, he's going to beat that. I mean, I thought Air Bud was good. He crushed him with squints.
Yeah, that is a nice one. And so I'll start off mine because they played on the same team. My bronze goes to Ham Porter, the catcher. He's a perfect bronze. It's kind of like bringing up the rear.
His hair. He's bronze. Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that.
He's right on point.
Not only for that reason, but let me give a shout out to him because he was actually a dual athlete.
He talks mad shit.
He is a goalie in the Big Green. I don't know if y'all ever saw that. So he was a state champion at poor kid soccer in Texas. Uh-huh. And then he came back in 1950 and played baseball in a very suburban town.
He's on the cover of the Big Green, like a ball hitting him in the nuts.
Yeah, so
classic.
You know,
Ham.
Shout out to Ham. He's a Bo Jackson, well before Bo Jackson was Bo Jackson.
Ham's good.
He played baseball in the 50s and soccer in the 90s. I mean, yeah, that's gap of generations there.
He talked. He was a mad shit talker
mad
too.
Shit.
Yeah. So y'all can see why I like.
Yeah, play ball like a girl.
So
ultimate
next,
cut down back then.
Yeah. So, like y'all, with my silver, I had to give myself an actual athlete from a child's movie to contend. You had your Henry Rowan Gardner. So,
yeah, but Becky O'Shea would beat the shit out of Henry Rowan Gardner.
In a fight.
And Becky
in anything.
Sure.
She could throw a baseball
better than
I went with
the cake eater, Adam Banks. He was an Eden Hall graduate, Mighty Ducks starting center. He made sure to kind of instill principles in a team that was otherwise lost with no direction. I mean, between him and a drunk lawyer, they managed to pull off not only one of the biggest junior comeback championships in hockey
Major
history.
Major upset, dude. If you had the Ducks, I mean, they were probably like plus 2,000.
I bet you were getting great odds on that second Iceland game and that Hawks-Ducks game in season one.
Oh, the Iceland rematch is, I mean, might even be getting better. I don't know. It's tough to say.
But one thing I'm not surprised is in D3 when they just worked the varsity squad due to the fact these are junior Americans. Like, we're going to see those fucking Olympians in a couple weeks. That's like those guys from Mighty Ducks. Like, those fucking kids, like the ones that don't have professional contracts, are the ones that are competing because the NHL won't let you play. So, shout out to the Adam Bankses. I'm cheering for you.
Adam Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good call.
Yeah, so he's a good silver, a safe play right there, bunkered in the middle. And then my first one, I accidentally gave y'all a TV show person, so I had to audible.
And I did have Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights. But
yeah, that was dumb because neither one of us watched that.
Well, it's okay. I'm taking Tweeter from Varsity Blues.
Oh, man.
That's sure hands. Likes a good party. That's a good call. Doesn't mind stealing a cop car and fucking a bunch of bitches in the night.
Yeah.
So you gotta like this guy.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
He knows he can do whatever the fuck he wants because he's a fucking high school football player in Texas.
Hell yeah, buddy. Texas.
West Canaan State champion. Don't forget it. So go Coyotes. Go Kip. My one just trumped y'all's one.
Yeah.
I did. Phil wins.
I disagree.
Weigh in on Twitter, people.
Let us know.
We'll post them on the interweb, and then you can go and vote as to who won or who has the best, what do we call it, podium?
Yeah.
We'll call it podium awards every week or something like that.
And then, Dan, don't be afraid to give us y'all's either.
Yeah, let us know. Send us ideas for topics, because we can always use some of those.
Yeah, so for next week's podium, please go subscribe, follow, rate, review. Shoot us a tweet or tag us in an Instagram post and let us know who or what our topic should be next week for the podium. I think last thing on the topic for the board this week is college basketball. As we sit here and watch Phil's team and how Pierce mentioned earlier,
Rebs
lost, but the Rebs and the Dogs play this weekend. Otherwise, this would not be worth mentioning. I wouldn't give a shit. Mississippi State's not any good. But we did win yesterday, but I don't think it was like a relevant game. So we'll see.
Well, Tigers are looking good at the moment. Against Kentucky.
Yeah. I mean, Phil's about to beat Kentucky, which gives me hope that for everybody this year in the conference.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yes, sir. Well, again, we appreciate y'all sticking with us after the delay for the holidays. We wish you a happy 2018. And again, please don't forget to go follow us on both Instagram and Twitter at LNO Podcast. And
Instagram too. Did you just say that?
Oh,
I wasn't paying attention.
Shocker.
I just heard Twitter.
Yeah, we missed anything else? Is that it?
That's it.
And check out the articles and blogs on hashsports.com.
That's true. Rich. We have a new guy, Mikey Buckets, talking all things basketball. So he'll be our correspondent for that. And definitely go to the website. I forgot to complain about that.
We got to have Mikey on.
Yeah, let's call Mikey up. See if he wants to join.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
Good, Mikey.
We'll get him on.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Who dat?
Red.